Blog Talk Radio.
Each and every week. Yeah, Steve Max, y'all. Each and every week. You know what it is. Each and every week. Hood Tunes Radio. Hood Tunes Radio.
Hood Tunes Radio.
That's right, y'all.
That's right, y'all.
Every week.
Hood Tunes Radio.
Hey, yo, what's up, E-Man?
Here we come again.
What?
Bringing all the music to the neighborhood and friends.
Yeah. Say what?
Turning it out. Gonna bring the music and the boys right out. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Every time we play all of these tracks, people always gotta say that we're bringing heat.
Yes.
Cause we got our ears and our heart to the street.
That's what?
To the radio, on the music every day, baby, got it on the phone. Each and every week, all you gotta do is call me, each and every time, you get on the line, I'ma spit my mind, each and every week, Good Tunes Radio, the heat of the street,
all you gotta do is go to blogtalkradio.com.
Yeah.
Type in the search box Hood Tunes Radio. Or just call on the line. Call on the line. Call on the line. Say the number every time. Every time. Every time.
Each and every week. Here we from the city that's bringing you the heat.
Yeah.
Each and your drive.
Yo, it's your boy E-Max, and we want to shout out to everybody out there. Hood Tunes Radio, baby!
Each and every week,
Cleveland.
What it do, everybody? What it do? It's your boy E-Max, the Image, and I just want to say thank you for joining us right here, Hood Talk Radio. This is Let 'Em Go.
Thank you.
Well, alrighty then. What's good, everybody? It's your boy E-Max. The number to call in tonight is 646-478-0944. Press the one key if you want to talk to me or make your comment. Otherwise, just hold that phone and listen. Tonight, shout-out to Border Restless Radio. All right, to everybody that's out there listening online, we can be found at blogtalkradio.com. And you just type in Hood Talk Radio, or more simple than that, just press the button that's called Live. All right, and if any other category pops up, click Live and you're on the first page. It's a little simple thing, but, you know, we don't own the network, we just use it. All right, so tonight is basically one of those nights, man, where it's a lot to talk about, and we will touch on as many subjects as we can. As I said, you can also call in to make your comment. Hood Talk Radio is moving into a building. That's right. We're leaving my studio, and we'll be going into a building that's big enough to hold at least 200 people. So if you would like to participate in the live broadcast of Hood Talk Radio, all you have to do is send me an email, and I'll make sure you get all the information. And my email address is themh110@gmail.com. You spell that themijj110 at gmail.com. themijj110 at gmail.com. All one word. Send me an email, let me know who he is, and that. Interested in joining our audience, or even our panel of orators for Hood Talk Radio. Broadcasting live from Cleveland, Ohio. We've been in the news a lot lately, so I know you guys understand what's going on in my city. But the part about that is there's too much shit going on in the city, and, you know, everybody ain't really too receptive of, you know, if we all just look at the way we're being portrayed out there, I think things might be happening. But then you got those people that love being caught up in drama. They got to be seen, they got to be heard, and it actually pleases them, whether it's something good or whether it's something bad. It doesn't even matter. Some folks, that's just how shallow they like to swim in the lake. It's a lot of shit, man. The police is on some dumb shit. You know, of course, those 137 rounds, you know, they suddenly got 75 cops who they want to, you know, smack shit on, but ain't none of them, nothing going to happen to nothing. I'll say that. Nothing is going to happen to none of those cops. They killed those people, and I don't know why anybody would expect anything different. It's a brotherhood. You know what I'm saying? It's like the Ku Klux Klan. They don't want nothing to happen to nobody in their little clique. They'll make sure all of that shit goes down the way it's supposed to. You got to remember, man, you got lawyers, you got doctors, you got police officers, you got judges, Supreme Court members. I mean, all the way up the chain. All the way up the chain that's on that bullshit, okay? So for everybody to think that somebody's head is going to roll, you know what I'm saying, because two black people got killed in this country, and it's like justified. I mean, how many times has a black person got killed by the police and it was justified, regardless of what actions they took, how they either apprehended the person or, you know, what their statements was? Never seen a cop go to jail for killing somebody, black, white, green, purple, blue, nothing. But more than often, our African-American brothers and sisters are having run-ins with the law, and it's proving to be mostly fatal. I'm sure you all remember about the guy who was in the backseat of the police car, handcuffed and shit, and you know, bound, but he was able to free himself long enough to shoot himself with a gun. So, I mean, back of the police car, he shoots himself, handcuffed, with his hands behind his back. But he was still able to shoot himself and kill himself. Something to think about. You know, back during slavery, you know, we didn't have police, okay? We had overseers, and they walked around with shotguns and flashlights, you know what I'm saying, looking for the slaves that had escaped from plantations, the various plantations that was roaming all over this country, you know, because the owner, the plantation owner didn't want to get up from his, you know, comfortable chair or whatever. And he would call some of them hicks that live in the woods, that like roam in the woods with flashlights and shotguns, and pay them to find some, you know, niggers and bring them back to the plantation. And so that's what they did. If you don't understand, that's pretty much where we got the name officer. Because just like those non-talking southern-ass motherfuckers want to call us niggers, they couldn't say Negro. They couldn't even say nigger. So they said nigger. You got some dumb shit? And it just seems like, you know, the whole world really is against black people. And you know something? I've been looking around and I've been checking and basically paying more attention to my people. And I swear, there's more fucking ignorance in the black community than it is intelligence. And only the black people going to disagree with me because, you know, we all think we don't do shit wrong. We holier than thou, and then so many of us think because, you know, our points and additions to slavery was more prevalent than any other cultures. Okay, I won't call it a race because y'all should know what a race is. Race is not the color of your skin, okay? Competition. That's a race. I'm going to try to understand that point. Stop considering other people and yourself racist. Because truthfully, you know, and according to Dr. Claude Anderson, who, by the way, is so fed up with blacks in America, pretty much around the world, with this attitude that we don't give a fuck about shit. It's one of the reasons a lot of things happen. Okay, I listen to Al Sharpton's show. You know, I haven't heard anything prolific. I ain't heard nothing as far as action everywhere. They all talk about what we need to do and what we need to say and how we need to change things and this and that other, man. Gone are the days when the black folks would be willing to stand up in front of a garden hose and get ate up by dogs for a cause, our cause. We don't have those types of people no more. You know, people would rather argue and shoot and kill each other than to get out there and tackle some issues and have anything to do with our comeuppance. All right? You get a lot of people out there that prosper from being able to open their mouth and say shit, talk, and pretend to be moving people and be a mover and a shaker in so many aspects, man. But ain't shit happen. You know what I'm saying? Nothing. Things continue to go the way they go because we as black people, and I do include the whole. Because whether you're rich, whether you're poor, educated, you can read, write, you know, able-bodied, you know, black Americans, they call us black. We're not black, but we don't know anything else to call ourselves. So even educated motherfuckers call us black. Even our black educated citizens, the individuals part of our culture, call ourselves black. But that's because that's what they gave us. A long time ago, they said we was Africans, but the Africans refused us because we ain't got no African blood in us. Most of us got more European blood in us than African, and African blood ain't even a smidgen in your the day when they started raping the women and killing off the men, they thought that they was going to be able to blend the whole African gene out of the Africans because it wasn't going to happen. Speaking about, you know, DNA and shit, I want y'all to check y'all DNA. That's a long-ass word. It costs about $300. No, I don't have it. I've traced my name roots and, you know, tried to go as far as back as I could with the history of, you know, my family, but that shit is expensive once you reach a certain point. And unless you really, really, really dedicated to tracing your roots and your family history and history of your name and the owners that had it, you know, you might get as far as 1400, 1500 and end up spending somewhere about $300 or $400. So the further back you go, it seems like the more expensive it becomes. And if you don't have the resources to continue your search, then you might just be stuck midway or partway, just like I was. But it was interesting to find out the information that I did know. You know what I'm saying? That I did, and I understand that even people in my family originated as slaves. Now, we don't know their names. We probably never will. Right? Because number one, they ain't here. And number two, there's nobody to basically say this is, you know, who we are, this is where we're from. All right? So we haven't actually given ourselves a chance yet. You know, I can't recall the gentleman who called last week. He's got a funny name, but he's from St. Louis, Missouri. He brought us a very, very, very valid point. Although I felt personally that he was still a little bit in the dark, you know, about certain information, certain things. Now, one thing he was very, very, very enthusiastic about, and that was his religious standing. That is his choice to feel like he feels. You know, I happen to feel the same way. You know what I'm saying? I just never believed that we needed a third party for the longest time. I thought, you know, just like they told us that we were separated from our creator, but each and every day in all kind of ways he continues to let us know that it's only him that we need to worship. We got a whole lot of messages that he sent to remind us, and, you know, we took to the messenger and really not the message. That's our fault. That's our fault because that bullshit been handed down for generations upon generations. And how do you change that? Okay, somewhere, somehow, somebody decided to go against the grain and think for themselves and not just take the stand of everybody else in their family. You know? A lot of us got to remember, when it comes to being selected or basically created by the Creator, you are here on this earth for a reason. And that one of those reasons is to find out what your duty is, because each and every one of us has a duty. There is no one as exempt from having a job. Each and every one of us has a job. It's something we're supposed to do. That's why we were made. That is not an opinion. That there is a fact, because most of us still wake up every single morning and we go on about our meaningless lives, because all we do is work somebody else, pay bills somebody else to make life a little easier for somebody else. You know what I'm saying? But I do, and truthfully and honestly, it's not about being, what's the word I'm looking for? It's not about being a slave, all right? It's about being laborious. You know what I'm saying? We are the indentured slaves. We are not the true slaves. The true slaves back in slavery in the 1600s and the 1500s and the 1400s, those individuals were slaves. Right now, we are indentured servants because we do at least a little bit of money for what we do for the old age. You know what I mean? When I say the old age, I mean the masters of the land. Now, it's one thing that I want y'all to know. I learned this doing a little bit of research, and I'm sure a lot of Christians is going to disagree, but it ain't up to you to disagree. All you got to do is fucking learn. Okay, one of the things that, okay, we'll just take it to the secular word. Jay-Z called himself Jehovah. Okay? And in the Bible, you see Jehovah a lot. Okay? Since none of us that's really was born in the hood, there's probably not too many people in America who can translate Greek. So we have to rely on those with PhDs and so many doctorates to basically agree. We have to rely on their source or their bit of information for us that lets us know the true meaning of a lot of these ancient-ass words that we don't know. And if somebody was to put, like right now, the Arabic language right now that they speak, all that overseas, when they write that shit on books and it look like sevens and nines and ones and some W's, over there on the right on that little stoop next to the turn around. Oh, that little, okay. Well, you couldn't, unless you know how to translate Arabic, then you couldn't translate nothing they were saying. You could pick up a Holy Quran, and there's all kind of scribble on it. And I call it scribble because I don't understand it. And you motherfuckers can't get mad because those people overseas that can't speak English, what do you call them? Back in the days when they started, the Europeans started their little trekkies and everything, and they came across people who didn't speak their language. What did they call them? No, those are savages. Yeah, anytime the old school British or the motherfucking Europeans, when they came across the people in the land, they gave them the name indigenous. But that was a technical term. But the personal term was a savage. That's what they called the Indian. That's what they called the Black. That's what they called the French. That's what they called the Spanish. Anybody that did not speak English. Okay? Could you believe that English is one of the only languages that can be transferred from a race of people or a culture of people and their language? The English speak English. We're in America. What do we speak? English. So who owns this motherfucking country? Who rules the land? The English. Why? Because everybody in this motherfucker got to speak English. They don't say we got to speak American. You talk American. No, I speak English. What do we say to the motherfucking Arabs when they get to talking that gibberish in the stores? And I speak English, motherfucker. You in America. So I mean, the concept is there. But the word Jehovah, and I'm going to smack a lot of people in the face. Yeah, I don't know what happened. Just stuck out a little too far. So, that's cool. But what I was saying was Jehovah A lot of us don't understand what that means. Do you understand what Jehovah is? A lot of people think Jehovah is God, so you call yourself Jehovah. A lot of people be like, oh, man, you can't go. You blaspheme in the name of God. Who gave God his name? According to the ancient text, according to the Bible, and according to so many different adjectives that describe the Lord. All right? Human beings gave him the name God. He gave those that come from the sky the names gods. That's lowercase g. All right? They called me creator of the unknown, the unknowable, unseenable. Can't figure him out. He has no beginning. He has no end. So, if that's the case, who gave him a name? Somebody decided we need to come up with something that would describe our creator. We're going to call him God. We have to find our own words. Okay? Jehovah was one such word. And if you go back and you know somebody, white people, rich black people living in little bubble communities, you know, cul-de-sacs and whatnot, somebody in that motherfucker, like the man that said he speaks four languages, he should be able to understand the terminology and terminalize. Now that is a real word. And it's not, it doesn't mean to end. It means to, let's see, elaborate a little bit. You know, explain a little deeper. Okay? Jehovah means the ones in power at that moment. That are still alive. So, back in ancient Egypt, in ancient Rome, in ancient England, in ancient Britain, in Spanish and Greece, they all knew. Because, first of all, Greek is Greece. Greece. Okay? Greek. Greece. Here's the correlation, people. So don't think that speaking Greek means you're just like Italian, Italy, those, you know. Greece is the continent. Like Africa is the continent. United States is the country, whereas America is the continent. And I know I owe y'all the original name for Africa. I keep forgetting it. I'm going to have to write it down the next time I hear it. Atlanta, something like that. But it's not Africa. Africa was the name that the English people gave to it because they couldn't pronounce the original name. So they gave it a name they could pronounce. Because the savages didn't speak English. All right. If you want to add something to it or comment or say I'm wrong as shit, all you got to do is dial 646-478-0944. Press the one key to talk to me. And guess what? We'll have at it. All right? Because I made a statement, and I'm going to stick to it. Stick it to my story. That every coin has two sides, and it doesn't matter which side you look at, it's still a what? Fucking coin. You can spend that stuff anywhere you go. You got a pocket full of coins, it's just like having a few dollars. I mean, come on, people. You know, a motherfucker said to me one day, I'm speaking parables to these niggas and they still ain't getting it. He's supposed to be a preacher. Ain't preachers supposed to be above niggas? All right? So I want all y'all preachers to take a listen to this. Jehovah does not mean God, okay? Jehovah is not a word that the Creator used to describe himself, right? Instead of using six or seven words, or eight words saying those that are in power and still alive, they had to come up with one name. But like the judges and the priests and the leader of the church, who was the leader of the empire, who was the leader of the before they called it country. Country! He was considered the Jehovah, the one in power that is alive at a specific time. Look up that motherfucking word. And don't just look at the English or the Latin. Try to find a Greek description. You know what I'm saying? Because Jehovah, just being somebody that was in power right now, so, okay, your boss is Jehovah. He's still alive. He's the one in power at that present time. When you walk in and you punch that motherfucking clock, this time your boss go in and be like, Jehovah, what's up? And he's going to turn around and look at you like you motherfucking crazy. What? Because he might be white, and he probably is old, and he probably is a Mason. He understands wordplay better than you think he does. How do you think he got to be the head? Because Grandpa left him a lot of money in the company. No, he had to be educated. He had to be fucking educated. I don't give a fuck how much an asshole he is, how much an asshole he continues to be, how cheap, how stingy. None of that shit means nothing. That motherfucking, he got a money belt. That means he's always been educated. He continually educated himself. He was the geek that y'all used to laugh at because his pants was flooded and shit all through college. And he kept that old same black leather bag that his grandpa gave him. You know why? That was $200 he didn't need to spend. That motherfucker was still in good shape and it served his purpose. And when you want to talk about educating yourself, there was an article in the paper about Charles Ramsey. You know how our media do it, you know what I'm saying? If somebody say, oh, shit, I fell on the ground and bust my knee, the media will say, well, that's not going to sell no newspapers. Hey, let's add a few things to it. Let's say the motherfucker was smoking some weed and turned up the bottle and tripped down the stairs and bust his knee open. That's why he can't play every game. Alright, that's how they do it. They fucked up, huh? Of course they are, man. And I kind of found out one of the things about the... Let me tell you something. I put two and two together, and I want to thank the creator for putting this on my heart. Because I had a chance, I took a nap, and I guess it sunk in what I just read out of Revelation. And I've been looking at a lot of documentaries and films and some DVDs. I read a couple books. You know, started to, because a lot of the books about the up-and-coming world that we are living in, how it's evolving right before our eyes, you know, a lot of people don't take the time to read, and they always say, you know, you want to have some a nigga put in a book. But what about all them white niggas, them Latino niggas, them Chinese niggas, or Asian niggas, as y'all call them, Arab niggas, Middle Eastern niggas, as y'all call them. Black people call them sand niggas. The Latino niggas, they call them brown people. The Brazilian niggas. The Australian niggas. Canadian niggas. I mean, you got niggas all over the world. And if you think, let's break that term down, nigga. A nigga, the way they used to describe black people, and this is why it's so fucking offensive. Nobody want to take into consideration and figure it. This is why that word is so fucking offensive to black people. See, niggas are going to be niggas for life. Nigga, I'm a nigga for life. All right? But that person is an attitude and it's a personality trait. I'm rebellious. See, they can't, they don't even understand the difference between being a nigga and being rebellious. See, a nigga don't know shit. He don't know how to read. He don't know how to write. And one thing about it, he ain't never got into a situation where he gave a fuck about neither one of those things. You know what? I bet you a nigga know how to count money. That nigga is what you need to worry about. All he know how to do is count money. And I guarantee you he can break a pistol down or a shotgun down and clean that bitch and put it back together and shoot your ass so you can get up and grab your motherfucking host. That's a nigga. That motherfucker's stupid on all educational levels, but he's smarter than you. he will beat the shit out your mother. You will sit there and call that nigga stupid, and he'll sit there and just think about how many ways he's going to get your ass back before you even know it. So while you got all your pieces of paper and you got all your motherfucking trophies and your plaques and your motherfucking wear, that nigga, no matter where his skin color is, no matter where he came from, you're going to sit back in that motherfucking chair. And while you dog, you're going to think about how many ways he's going to get your ass back as soon as you get the opportunity. And one thing about nigga, he know he going to get the opportunity. So he going to calculate, and he going to wait. He going to wait, and when he get to pay your ass back, the first thing he going to bring back to your memory is all that shit you said to him, all the wrong you did, and everything you had negative to say about this motherfucker who loves himself. See, when you love yourself, the fact that you can't read, that don't mean shit, because guess what? There's a whole lot of other motherfuckers that can. And if I pull out a $20 bill and hand you a letter and say, my man, I can't read. Could you read this for me? Do you think my motherfucking pride is hurt? Nope. You know why? Because I just got paid for something that was my right. He didn't want to learn how to read and write. See, you got Spanish niggas. They don't want to know how to read and write. Why? That's how motherfuckers control you. That's what they mind tell you. See, if you learn how to read and write, then you're going to be accountable for the shit that they want you to be accountable for. I ain't falling for that. So I'm going to always have somebody do something for me. And my security being illiterate, that's the term that they gave it, is having money. See, let's go back to this old cliche. God take care of babies and fools. Most fools don't know they fools, and babies don't know their babies. All right? Now, grown folks know what a baby is, but a fool don't know what a fool is because we all got that little inner fool in us. We don't know where it came from. Could be something the Anunnaki gave us. But the thing is, you got niggas all over the world. But the way these poor, disgusted hunkies from the South during the slavery days decided to classify us as niggas, they use it as a derogatory term. It made us not like our skin color. It wasn't that you was stupid. It wasn't that you was dumb. It wasn't that you was illiterate or anything like that. If you could only speak the language of the land you came from, and you cannot speak the language of your captors, and they know you don't understand what they're saying, they're going to call you all kind of motherfucking names. They're going to be standing around with their arm around your motherfucking shoulder. I'll try that shit right now. Some of you stupid-ass white folks, go hang around some Lithuanians or some Croatians. And let them motherfuckers, some Russians, and let them motherfuckers start speaking their native language. Ruski, Ruski, Ruski. Ooh, wah, wah. They're going to be calling you all kind of fucking, as you call it, racist, bigoted ass names. And you're going to be standing there laughing and drinking with them. Yah, 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 yah. And they're going to be laughing their asses. I'm going to poke him in the ass with this hot poker next, right after this drink. Ha, 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 ha. And you like, yeah, dumbass, you a nigga. You a nigga. No, when they all say we all God, and as a matter of fact, speaking about that, I was watching a documentary the other night where Pat Robinson, Kenneth Copeland, Joyce Myers, what's the other dude, Marusi or Maruso, whatever. All right, most of the old school preachers used to preach out of John. See, first of all, they changed it. We're going to preach out of John, okay? John 3:16. They didn't start at John 1. You only knew about John 1 because you read it. Most people did not start at John 1. You know why? Because the preacher didn't start at John 1, they started at John 3. For God so loved the world, okay? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Now, this is what the Holy Bible said. The Quran don't say that. Jehovah's Witness Bible don't say that, and it's supposed to be an exact damn near replica of the Holy Bible, except for you might as well call the Holy New translations, you might as well call them the Thomas Jefferson Bible because they did the same thing Thomas Jefferson did. They took all the shit out of the Holy Bible that King James Stewart published and said, no, this ain't right, this ain't right. So they basically, and over the years, have been reversing what they call syncretism. Syncretism is what, Constantine did. He took all the religions of the world, put them all together in one room, and everything they didn't agree on, he made it the abomination. So everything we don't agree on, the differences in our cultures and in our relations and our religion and our worship practices, we're going to banish those. You can't do what you've been doing no more because you can't do because that means there's going to be conflict here. So we're going to end all the conflict by living upon the principles that we all agree on and banishing the ones we don't. So nobody can do what the other people don't like no more. You don't like the way they worship, that means they can't worship that way no more. And somebody like the way you worship, that means you can't worship that way no more, or else it's a penalty. It's a penalty. And we're going to give this new religion a name. We're going to give it a name.
That's
called Christianity. And I asked a lot of priests, listen, I'm telling you.
All the rest of the culture had enough to, what I call, flourish from within. They were able to come into the United States and start to build their own coalition and follow, just as much as they did the Christianity group when they started in Rome and they took this and flourished throughout the world. Now, if you look at that, I mean, right now, behind Christians, but they got hope in every around the world.
Every country in the world.
When you look at that, it is really to look at what's going on, why Christians are not taking themselves seriously. It's religion is the key point to what we are here to do. We are not just here just to have a state, live on the planet, and just say, okay, we're going to grow old and just live a merry life.
Let me ask you this question. God said in the Bible, and I'm quoting the Bible, where it says King Solomon in all his array was not as adorned like the lilies in the field, and they don't do no work. The birds and all the little creepy things and this and that and the other, God made sure that everything they needed to survive, they had. Okay? That's one. Second part of that is, so, if God put man above every other living thing on this planet, what makes you think? And he gave them everything they needed. He put us above them. What makes you think he wasn't going to take care of you? All right? The original people lived on the land. They lived off the land. The land produced everything we needed to live. It was, I don't know who did it, but some motherfucking body came up with the idea. I'm going to steal this land over here. We're going to run these people off. They part of the land and claim their land. So, if they come to claim your land now, you know, and they shepherds and y'all sheep, then y'all going to have to be shepherds because you don't come to the sheep. You claim the land of the shepherds. Because the sheep is just people walking around being led. The shepherds are the ones you got to go after because if you can't get the shepherds, then the sheep ain't going to follow you. You got to beat up on the shepherds and make them say, follow the new shepherds. And so now what the new shepherd say is law. And the shepherds sit down, the new shepherds sit down, and they sit down with the old shepherds that's still alive that they ain't killed. And they say, you over there, you have a good standing with the people. This is what you're going to tell them. These are the new rules. And the people have to say yay or nay. And once you say nay, they whack. They made foundation for the new wall that's going around our new found land. So,
I call it a new form of suppression.
It's always been suppression, man.
Well, no, it's what I call the reality of suppression. So, let's take it out of context, right? Let's say that you live in a big metropolitan city, you want to accumulate something with the wall, right? But you need potential in order for this whole mission to go forward. So the first thing that you want to do is what? You want to run a levy. Levy is now going to be based on this. How many people create, how many people disagree. Now, when this comes back from run, you either can steamroll the situation or take it back up for another crosshair for the people.
Well, eventually, the ones that sit at the table that's drawing up the levy, they're going to decide what's going to happen anyway. Because y'all got to remember now, the vote is just opinion. The opinion of the people, right? What they and what happens, see, you don't get to see.
It's just like taking a sip, see how many people are for it.
Wait a minute. I mean, you every facet of life, man, every facet of life is the same way. If you walk into a convenience store, you got so much shit you can choose from.
And you have to make that decision.
Yeah, you know why? Because each and every motherfucker that supports whatever product you walk in, Wrigley's Gum say they're the longest lasting. Dentine say it's the freshest. Doritos say they got the crunchiest crunch. I mean, come on, man.
That's the most crispy.
Right. So, you know, Pepsi tastes better than Coke. I mean, it's out there. So it's up to you to say, do I say Pepsi tastes better than Coke based on what everybody else say? Do I like Pepsi because everybody else say Pepsi tastes better than Coke? Or have I tried Coke and Pepsi together? Have I sat down and put a fucking mask on and had somebody pour two different pops in the motherfucking two different glasses and you just grab one and drunk it and say, nope. Watch that shit on TV. Somebody else's fucking testimony. You did not do the shit for yourself. And that, my people, is what this whole point is. You know what? From now on, just to make motherfuckers, I'm going to call myself E-Max the Jehovah. That means for all you stupid motherfuckers that I am the one that's in charge, and I'm still living at this present time. So I am Jehovah. E-Max Jehovah. You don't like it? You don't like it? Call me on 646-478-0944. We're going to go to a commercial break, and we'll be back. That's my shit. And we're going to hit all you motherfuckers. We hate no me. E-Max Jehovah.
Call me mother. Coming to an end, because the forces that be and the elders
okay, before Yaku passed away in his later generation, somebody was selected to be among the elders because he paid attention and listened. He started reversing the trait. Now you understand why, you know, every other race love black men and every other race love black women. You find it funny when you find a white person that married a black woman. White men marry black women. You know why? Then they actually bringing the race back in. Because every white person got black DNA, but don't know black person got white DNA. It's coming from, you know, DNA is natural. Okay, most of our DNA changed when we started mixing and mingling. It's like red wine is still red wine. Just because you add grape into it, that don't make it great wine. Make it some mixed wine. Stupid motherfuckers. If you break down the elements, the red going to separate itself from the grapes. So, I mean, the cherries, cherry pie. You add some blueberries, it'll be a blueberry cherry pie. It won't be a cherry pie or a blueberry pie. It'll be a blue cherry pie. All right. Betty Crocker, I know you listening, bitch. Better get it right. Blue cherry. Not cherry blue. Blue cherry. Fruit punch. All the different fruits mixed into one motherfucker being poured over some water, has some sugar, and a little bit of ice. Got many, 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 many names. We love us some fruit punch, don't we? I'm telling you. But I guarantee if you break that shit down, you get all the different elements. You can't change the DNA of a grape just because you mix it with a watermelon. You got grape melon. Melon grape. Sound good either way, don't it? The point I'm trying to make is, man, that our natural DNA strand, the strand that we got from the creator, cannot be eliminated. They do not know what the fuck to do. They don't know what to call them. Because right now they consider it to be dormant, which means we are still evolving as human beings. The motherfuckers that know what that shit is, they call it junk DNA. Because they don't know what it is, what it's for, where it came from. Just like, can't nobody tell you what happens when a baby turns into a fetus. When a nut string, they can show you on a little camera. I don't know how they got that freak shit on camera. The sperm hit the egg, and they tell you, show you how it busts through the egg and everything. But that day that they turned into a fetus, they can't tell you that because somebody went to sleep. When they woke up, they had 2 eyes. And ain't it funny that we all look like little salamanders when we can see the sun? Everybody looks the same, like little alien. Nobody think about that. All right, y'all, here's another one for your head. Chicken McNugget. All I'm going to say is watch a documentary on these motherfuckers who came up with a $300,000 burger. All right? Put it on TV. So what's that saying? In a minute, the only motherfuckers that's going to be able to afford to eat, rich motherfuckers. Rest of us gonna eat chicken McNuggets. I'm gonna keep saying that until y'all motherfuckers say, why does motherfucker keep saying chicken McNuggets? I love chicken McNuggets. Watch a documentary on how it's made. You know, just like y'all go out there and y'all show people how they handle chickens in the eggplant and the chicken farms, just bring their neck and throw them up on the hook, which send them around a conveyor belt. It's got two blades that just shoot the neck off as they're going around. You know, the body's still dangling and shirking and jerking because you done broke their neck. And, well, they go, they hook, put them on that hook and they go around and dang, and they take them straight to the plate. Cut the neck off in the same place. Every last one of them. Question, what the hell happened to all the chicken heads?
What?
Chicken.
Chicken head.
What happened to all the heads? What do you do with that?
They were
making chicken noodle soup, maybe? I have no fucking idea. What happened? to the heads of the chicken after they get cut off. They never talk about that. Hot dogs. Aha, the legs, the feet. Oh, my God. I want to send a shout out to all vegans.
I understand,
okay? I can't say I'm ready to convert all the way over the leaves and seeds. Wait. Motherfuckers know how to live off the land. Now I understand when everybody eating lunch and my boss was sitting there eating dry roast peanuts and everybody, you ain't hungry? And he say shit like, I don't require much. Motherfucker know how to live off the land. He got to pay for it, though, because it come in a can or a package now. But whereas we got to have a cheeseburger, something heavy to sit in our stomachs, that's what we used to make you want to go to sleep. I always wonder what that shit was about. Why I always get sleepy when I eat? But if I drink a beer or I smoke a little weed or something, I got mad energy for it. Ain't that something? They ain't changed the formula on that. Food has always made a motherfucker go to sleep. Why? The scientists have figured out how to take the strand of DNA. Well, actually, it was the muscle tissue. And they mixed it up with some other ingredients as to coloring and taste and all of this shit. Ingredients, chemicals, by the way. Synthetic shit that they made up because you can't take a natural additive and blend it with synthetic shit. It's just gonna sit. It's like oil and water. It ain't gonna mix. So you gotta create all of the ingredients that'll make this $300,000 burger into a reality. So if they could cut a piece of meat off cow's ass. To a small piece of meat and create another cow so they can kill it and make burgers out of the meat, steak, loins, and all of that shit, giblets, chitlins, all of this shit now, man. You're going to be able to pour it in a bowl and add water and let it sit for a little while. They're going to call it cure. You can take the lid off whatever, put it in the microwave, maybe it pop up. You got a bowl of chili. Okay? I don't know if I want to live like that. We already eating genetically modified food. Okay? Everything is GMO now. Every fucking damn thing. We fucking around eating some greens from our ancestors. They didn't figure out how to grow them bitches in the test tube. We make the seeds in the test tube and pay the government to regulate that everybody got to buy this shit. We're going to be rich as fuck. Now, here's a question I asked, man, and it's still on my mind. You know what I'm saying? Government and cell phone agencies, whatever, that's all connected together. They look for certain keywords, people that speak and this and that and the other. Put you on the FEMA can't wash lips. Right. So we're gonna try to avoid keywords like government, marijuana. You know, we're gonna avoid nuclear vision. We're gonna avoid those keywords like that. Obama. No, we can't say that. People only do that on YouTube. Can't say it over the airways. Fuck around. I'm not gonna throw it at 4 o'clock in the morning and drag your ass off to a female. They say there's over 4,000 of them motherfuckers in the country now. It used to just be about 6,700.
4,000?
Yeah, it's close to 4,000 now. Not necessarily. I have life expectancy. What they're expecting is that the whole fucking country is going to go mad because there's going to be nobody want to use the Federal Reserve money no more. It's going to be a revolution or civic unrest. In this country. See, these little words like that they be looking for as soon as somebody say they're called the thought police. So if you have a thought or anything, if you say anything that you think out loud now, you could be arrested for it. So, I mean, hell, I guess that's why Dr. Claude Anderson decided to give up, because it ain't no more niggas, you know, that say, fuck this life we live right now. I got to tell people something that I learned. You know what I mean? You know how many motherfucking teachers, how many white people got killed? They were teaching fucking slaves. Not only to read, but you had to understand that shit. So comprehension. It's not about reading. It's about comprehension. Comprehension is more motherfucking valid than knowing how to read, because if you can say a part of a word and you know what it means, you understand. But what's deeper than that is the structure of the sentence. When you say it out of your mouth, it's called a statement. When you read it off a page, it's called a sentence. But it really is no different. Because what you say out of your mouth are words put together that you learned from what somebody wrote on the page. Somebody spoke it to you so that you could understand. So when I say Sally Sue, on a piece of paper, you look at it, it says Sally Sue. But internally, I analyze it, and I'm looking at two girls. Or a girl with two first names. Talk about how you perceive it. And then whatever surrounding that statement, the words, the point that you're trying to make is all in those two words. All right? Those are the subjects. So when you understand the structure of a sentence, you start to understand a little bit better what's being said to you and what it means. Okay? Now, that's the word Jehovah. Once I know that, and we want to touch on the little thing about the little $300,000 verse. Got to be careful about them $300,000 hamburgers. Right? Because the ones we get now, they 2 for $3, 2 for $4, 2 for $5. You know what I'm saying? It's hard to go somewhere and get a motherfucking real hamburger or beef patty for less than $1. Can't fuck what they say. 646-478-0944. I'd like to thank everybody that listens to the show online. Don't forget, it's Poetry Night on Born and Restless Radio. You know what I'm saying? Y'all get tired of listening to me rant. They on right now. They are also on Blog Talk Radio, so check them out too. But, you know, I want y'all to understand that the people that want to deceive you will tell you we are living in the age of deception, but it's mighty funny because there's more information being brought forth now than anything. So I would rather call it the age of information, because if somebody was trying to deceive you, you wouldn't be able to find out about shit. But at the same time, if somebody wanted to deceive you, they could put the shit out there, which is basically what's been going on. You know, since the, you know, books was printed, people learn how to talk. Motherfuckers learn how to deceive people. Hey, I know, we got to come up with something that's going to trick the people. You know, if you thought that, and believe it or not, this is where the money thing came from in the church. Thank God just gave me that reminder. They want you to tithe. It's so important that you give up 10% of everything. All right? How about if you made $10, they want to give the church $1? Why? So that the mission of the church can continue. Yeah, the mission of the church. Another thing, and I'm going to keep on bringing up the church, because I want everybody to realize, really, the church is you. You are the temple. All right, give yourself 10%. Okay, remember the Sabbath, keep it holy. What's the Sabbath? It ain't Sunday. If you look at every fucking calendar, Sunday is the first day of the week. Oh, makes sense. Now, nobody never asked this question. I'm always debating with Christians about the validity. Jesus. So I say, if I decide to convert Christianity to Islam, am I going to hell? Huh? Am I going to hell if I go from Christianity to Buddhism? am I going to have? Who's going to convict me of finding a spiritual connection outside Christianity? Man or my Creator? If I decide to kick my shoes off from another man's land, meaning I don't want to believe what you believe in the way you believe. Okay? Who is going to judge you? First of all, let's go here. Nobody wants to talk about how far back spirituality goes. All right, the Egyptians got it from somebody. The Mayans got it from somebody. The Olmecs, the Sumerians, the Lemurians, they all got it from somebody. 45,000 years ago, there was a carving on the wall that depicted the Immaculate Conception. 45,000 years ago. Before that, they found a rock that had some carvings on it, and it was older than that. Right here in the United States, off in the backwoods, there's hillbillies on it. It's a part of their little land. You know what I'm saying? They quit checking around their own motherfucking property, see what was there. Because I think they just wanted to set up a little steel or something, you know? But they came across this motherfucking cave. And the cave turned into a whole motherfucking village. And they had some people come out and look at it, and they dated that shit to be over 60,000 years old. Who was they praying to? Who did they worship? See, somebody told you that that's wrong. And you said, oh, okay. You didn't say why. You just said, oh, okay. Because that person gained your trust based on their authority. You know how easy it is to trust somebody that you know could possibly help you get to a better place in life? If somebody promises you something, I need your devotion. I need your all. I need your 200% in this. We'll both be in trouble. Because if the preacher don't win souls, where do you think he's going? The whole Bible, man, let me tell y'all something. When you read the Bible, read it from the perspective that when they start talking, they wasn't talking to you. They were talking to the people that were surrounding at that time. Some of those messages, some of the words are prophetic. But it's all based on your what? If the Creator says, okay, you reading this, and like he said, the world will pass away, but my word going to stand forever. So through man's changes, through man's translations and interpretations, the Creator's words always come through. And you won't hear them until he touches you. See, a lot of people get the misconception that being anointed is going to give you the ability to preach or to perform superly well or this and the other. But anointing comes in many forms. It's like when Jesus said, the church has many fingers. How can the church say, how can the hand say to the pinky, I don't need you no more? Okay, each one of your members got a job to do. Can't say, well, which one of your toes you got to lose a toe? Which one is the least important to you? They all got a job.
They all
have a job. Don't take none of them. Don't take none of them. All right? So stop believing that you can just, somebody can just tell you something and you're supposed to fall for it like this, but you go. Without question. That's right. Question everything. The Bible say that too. Don't nobody want to listen to that. What's going on?
Man, that's the subjects are so hot and heavy. I don't even feel
I was gonna bring up Glenville Festival and all that. This kind of like I kind of feel bad. It's like you're talking about filet mignon, and all of a sudden I come talking about, hey, I got a can of sardines. You know this. But what's going on?
You got it, man. We got the round tables in the house. You know what I'm saying?
I know, man. I'm always pleased and proud to be a part of that round table as it happened. So I just want to let folks know real quick out there that I'm very blessed because this coming Saturday, starting out at 9:30 a.m. in the morning, is the Glenville Festival Parade, which will start on East 105 and Superior Avenue. That's East 105 and Superior Avenue. Will have Urban Survival. We will also have in there B-Swish and Swish Fam will be a part of that parade. Myself, Donald Walker Brown, we're inviting any and all folks to join us in that parade walk at 9:30 a.m. I should let people know that once we leave there at 10 a.m., on East 105th and Superior, we'll just be going down the way. We'll end up at 88th and St. Clair. Sam Miller Park, 88th and St. Clair. So, you know, there'll be some line dancing in the street and everything like that. And at 4 p.m., you know, they'll have line dancing probably from about 12 to 3, show wagon, all of that. But at 4 p.m., they'll have a lot of artists such as Major Taps, Karma Delane, myself, I'll be performing, and that'll be going on at 4 p.m. And the main act, headline act, the ones who are coming from outside the area will be Houdini. Houdini will be in the house doing their thing. So I just want to let people know that's what's going on this Saturday, and if at all possible, we're going to have a Motown Sound R&B review as part of my set. We'll feature, of course, if we can get him to come do either What's Going On or something out of that vein, we'll invite a brother by the name of E-Mex, the image to represent Varsity Music, give him a minute and a half or two up there because I'm like this here. I said it before and I'll say it again. You give me a few minutes and I'll lobby for a couple extra minutes. I ain't just trying to do one thing myself or do two or three things. No, I'd rather get up there so the whole family can eat and let people see what's really going on. So I would invite you to come through, bring some flyers, network, handshake after your performance and let folks know the real deal. Let the artists know they need to be putting CDs in the hand of Emacs the Image because later on that night, Saturday night, you got a radio show you're doing, man. Good Tunes
right.
Radio.
Good Tunes Radio. You know that's what's up. So y'all make sure y'all can do what y'all need to do out there because it's going to be a grand old opera.
I feel that, man. So we look forward to seeing you, brother.
That's what's up. That's what's up, and I look forward to being there, seriously. That's what's up.
Thank you so much, man. It's an honor.
I got to work, but I'm going to get back when I get off work. I'm coming straight there.
Uh-oh, it's on.
You know it, and you know it.
It's on. The family's going to be there. I even heard that Long Porter plans on being there as well, and a few other folks from our clique and our camp. So, like I say, it ought to be a nice thing. HJS Music and a few others that we know of and have called their names out will be there. So, it's time that we network and folks realize what's really going on.
That's what's up. But y'all know what it is, man. We got about 6 more minutes left to go to the show. That's now. Porter Jr., I hope you hang out with us, you know what I'm saying, while we make these final remarks for the show tonight. Yes, we will be back Friday night, the Hood Tunes Radio, and Saturday night. As a matter of fact, Hood Tunes may be on location this weekend. So basically, there's a lot of stuff going on. But the Glenville Festival is number one, and don't forget next weekend. And just kind of walk around herself and a few others as sponsor. So we're going to be out there. A lot of things going on in the city. You know, y'all got to do is check Facebook, Al Porter, check Facebook, Gary Rouse. Y'all know how to find us. And just see what's going on. This is always a
That's right.
Always. So y'all know what to do. Do a little bit of research for yourself. Do some reading for yourself. Learn how to think for yourself. You know, they always say be careful what you ask for. So if you pray to be able to have the power to learn to use your own mind, trust me, don't be afraid when it happens. Do not be afraid when it happens, because you are really asking to be enlightened. You are asking for your eyes to be open, okay? And that's a heavy job. That's a heavy job. A lot of people don't want to know. A lot of people don't want to know nothing. They'd rather just be existing. And believe it or not, we are not meant to only exist. We all think about that sometimes.
You know, they get to that hidden talent.
They go into it.
Good Lord, tell
you. You know, they got words. And they got names and titles for everything. They got so many different types of dictionaries out here. You'll never really get the true meaning of any one word. But I guarantee you, once you start paying attention to what's being said to you, you will get you a few different types of dictionaries. And you will start reading and understanding. Because that was my purpose. I, as a child, got tired of hearing words that I couldn't understand. These politicians started using words, and I didn't know what they meant. So I started reading a dictionary. Let me find it. And I still do that. I still got that practice today. I guess that's one of the things that Creator put in me for whatever he was using me for. You know what I'm saying? Being able to understand wordplay. That ain't something that you just, you know, you wake up with one day. That's something that's given to you. So we all got to understand language. We got to start paying attention to the context. When we went to school, they taught us. You got the subject, and you got the predicate. You know what I'm saying? You got the noun, you got the pronoun, you got the adverb, you got the verb. Okay? You got the conjunction. You know, the connection statement. I mean, a lot of things we don't remember.
They take the style of field out of kid versus teacher.
Yeah.
And you don't know the conjunction.
That's right. You know what I'm saying? I'm just up here. Remember that? Yes, I'm only up here. And see, we all say bills is shit we gotta pay. To us, a bill is
right.
We gotta pay. But to them, they don't worry about bills like we worry about bills. Their bills are paid. But a bill is something that they introduce in the Congress. Just might be a law, and I hope and pray that I will. But today, I am still just a bill. They don't know nothing about that Schoolhouse Rock, man.
No, they don't. Wow. Saturday mornings on ABC.
Saturday fucking morning.
They don't know shooting games.
Ultron, Batman, Superman, Spider-Man, Call of Duty, Halo. They only know that shit. You know, Auto Theft 3,
right.
Kill a Motherfucker Now, Part 7. You know, that's all they know, man. That's what they're entertained with. You know,
when you brainwash an individual, that's a stereotype. That's what they think the world is.
You know what I'm saying? So that's why the video games are so violent. They're so popular, rather, because people would rather, believe it or not, people would rather live in a world like that where they could go around killing motherfuckers. I mean,
you know,
look at the Terminator. That's, you know, we got it first. Our generation got it first from Terminator. It was fucking scary to think that the robots were going to walk around with flesh. And be big as Arnold Schwarzenegger, indestructible. And you gotta live in some shit like that. Motherfucker, just crush your hand. Hello.
What? Technically, we
already
there.
There. And they working in the factories, thanks to it. All in the mess. So y'all know what it is, man. Y'all got to keep your pies, keep your eyes, keep your head in a book, and try to figure out what it is you read.
Hey,
No. Don't be like Charles Ramsey. You get $50,000 in a few months. Who's bouncing from fucking house to house to house. You know what that man needs to do? He needs to get a haircut. He needs to get a haircut, shave, brush his teeth, or get one of them teeth fixed, and go somewhere where they don't know that motherfucker. Go somewhere where they don't know that motherfucker and try to live. He's talking about he's house, friend, house, friend, house.
You know?
No, well, they don't want him in because, you know, the fame he got from the rescue thing. He all on the news, popping off his guns and shit. And now don't nobody want to be around because they bring too much attention. Well, y'all, that's our show for tonight. We will be at you Friday. Good Tunes Radio, man. Peace. It's your boy, Max.
Peace out.
Yeah.
Peace.